Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Good afternoon, St. Louis, DGS 104.1 FM KMOX. Happy Friday to everybody. It's going to be like 71 degrees today and pretty balmy tomorrow, and then it just goes right in the crapper on Saturday night. Well, depending on the way you look at it, I'm pretty excited about the cold weather. High 42 on Sunday.
It's going to be cozy.
Yeah. Bought myself a couple of tickets to go see Nuremberg. On Sunday. So I may invite someone. I may not.
You might invite your ghost friend.
Yeah, I mean, I always buy two seats.
That's smart.
Yeah.
And no one can bother you.
In most cases, it's not an issue, though, right? Like most theaters. I mean, if you're going to see, like, big blockbuster movie on opening night, it can be an issue.
But most days, it's wide open.
Yeah.
I don't like anyone right next to me.
I get you.
So...
I get you.
Big day of the DGS. Andrew celebrates 15 years in radio. 15 years in the DGS. Congratulations,
it's
my friend.
It's his quinceanera.
His what?
His quinceanera.
Oh, that's right. Should have got your address.
I thought that was 16.
No, that's 15, I think.
Oh, you got me.
Yeah.
Why does it sound weird in here?
That's my fault. I have a fan going behind me because it's hot in here still, but I think it's causing horrible noise, so hang on.
Okay. Now we're all just not talking. Yeah, that got it. That's better.
Did that fix it?
Yeah. Okay. Sorry about that.
It was just like this in the background. Was just...
I was thinking, I'm like, okay, this van is way too loud. Let's see if I can get away with it.
Yeah, not so much.
When the fan was in here, it's only bad when it's pointing at a mic.
At a mic.
Yeah.
This one was pointing directly at this mic.
So thoughts about 15 years? Remembrances?
Remembrance. I mean, it just... Everything and nothing has changed. You know what I mean? Like, it's still the act of, like, even though the studios are even in a different place than they used to be, it's like coming in the same day, or it's coming in every day, and just, you know, wanting to make the show as good as it can be, and wanting to make everybody's life as easy as it can be, and it's you know, it's good. It's a good thing.
Good.
15 years is a long time, but can't imagine my life without it, you know?
It's almost half of your life.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty much my entire adult life.
That's so weird.
And it's like, I literally can't think about, like, I don't know what my life would be without this. You know what I mean? Like, cause it's just been a staple of my life for, I mean, pretty much the entirety of it.
Yeah, the whole adult life.
It's good.
You guys, this room is kind of I was going to say it's in radio. It's kind of a freak show because nobody stays in that place in a single place that long, that consecutively, like everybody in this room but me.
Well, that's another important.
You guys are all like OGs.
That's another important thing to point out is that I am incredibly blessed with the job security of being able to keep basically the same radio job for 15 years.
Yes.
Yeah, that is very hard to come by.
Yeah.
And I do consider myself extremely lucky and blessed for that as much as anything else.
Rach, when is your 10?
July of 2026.
Woo!
Ooh, man.
But that's just 10 of her being on the show and radio.
Yeah, I've worked here like 13 or 14 years. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah, we don't consider the before times. Anyone got big plans for the weekend? You know, I'm going to see a movie on Sunday.
I don't have any plans, and I'm really looking forward to that.
Yeah, no doubt.
You know what I kind of want to do tomorrow? I think my wife will probably be like, no, because we've been very busy lately, and we don't have anything going on this weekend. Kind of want to go see that Gettysburg Address that they talked about on the news. Did you guys hear that, or were you working on stuff in there?
We're always working.
The Gettysburg, the original Gettysburg Address, like handwritten by Lincoln, is on display at the Lincoln Museum in Springfield.
Uh-huh.
Until like I think it's for this month.
Oh, so you might drive to Springfield?
Maybe.
Take the train, dude.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah, it'd only take like 40 minutes on the train or less.
I should go face my fears. Go to Lincoln's tomb again. When I was a little kid, we went to Lincoln's tomb, and I crashed out because I was terrified that he was going to reach up and grab me. So
he still could.
Yeah, thanks. Thank you.
I don't know. That seems neat to me. But then again, the other day we were playing a trivia game, and my wife didn't know what the Gettysburg Address was.
Yikes!
So maybe she's I know. She was like, "Who did write that?" And I was like, "It's like the most famous speech of all
time." You
should
have told her it was Estelle Getty.
I think it's a really short speech too.
Yeah, it's not. I mean, it's probably one or two pages, I would guess, based on how it's been described, mm-hmm. like the physical document of it,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to the spiritual document.
Yes, the digital document.
Well, he didn't get any quarter for 15 years there for very long, did he?
You're not being shown love in these shows if you're not picking on each other.
This was
bit.
Hand-typed and printed out by Lincoln himself on the White House printer.
I started the James Garfield Netflix show last night. Pretty good.
Cool.
Yeah, pretty good. Digging it.
That's Taft. I was going to say, he wasn't the real big guy.
No, I think that was Taft.
Okay. And then was Garfield assassinated?
Yes, he was.
Okay.
Yeah. That's what the whole thing is about. It follows his life and the assassin's life, that they parallel and get closer to each other.
Hmm.
Michael Shannon.
He's good.
Michael Shannon's awesome.
Yeah. Really good.
By the way, it's Gettysburg Address was 272 words.
There you go.
Approximately 2 minutes spoken.
Yeah.
2 minutes.
Yeah, so.
Wow, I didn't know
think
that.
Think about like the copy you have for a 1 minute live spot. It's just twice that.
Mm-hmm. So I know that Elon's not going to get a $1 trillion check, but do you guys see this, that they agreed to his terms? And I think he has to add something like $4 trillion.
It's got to be added value to meet all the performance standards.
Value.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I don't understand. I don't understand how Tesla is even a thing anymore. Like, I would have thought that his reputation would have stained and sullied the Tesla brand so badly. I would think that they would be in the crapper. And here they're talking about being a multi-$1 trillion business.
Mm.
This is the question. This is one of the business things that I don't understand. So if somebody does, that would be great. But like the gap between actual generation of revenue and projected value seem to be not the same in this case.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, like, I feel like there's like, oh, it's got the Tesla's super valuable, but it doesn't generate the revenue that would justify what we're talking about. It seems, I understand financial markets. I understand stock markets to a degree, and that a lot of it is speculative, but it feels like a lot of speculation.
I just can't imagine any car company is an $8 trillion company. I guess I really, really don't have my hand on the pulse of business anymore. That just doesn't make any sense to me. I think you'd have to sell, my God, everyone would have to be driving your car.
Mm-hmm.
Even then, that seems crazy.
Yeah, those Teslas, they don't hold up in a lot of places. You know, Tesla's got a really good reputation because they don't do so well in like the cold or ice or anything like that, but they were in California primarily.
Yeah.
Where it never rains and it never gets cold and it never snows or ices. Once it started spreading across the country.
I do think that it's more than the cars, though. Because I think they're developing other technology that's being used in other ways. Like their navigation systems and things along those lines. So maybe it's just that it's not a car company. We think of it at that.
Yeah, maybe.
Because the physical manifestation of what we see are cars and ugly Cybertrucks. But we see, but it has to be more than that, right? Because when you're hearing these numbers, nobody's going to be talking about that for Ford or GM or whatever. And they're going to sell way more cars.
Two things about the shutdown. One, happy, one sad. They're both sad, but one's at least hopeful. The sad one to me is I was reading a document that the U.S. Army, unless I've been fooled, but I don't think I have, the U.S. Army put out to soldiers in Germany saying that under the circumstances, here are the addresses of several German food banks near your barracks. That just seems wrong.
Wait, what?
We're telling our soldiers, if you can't afford to eat, here's where you can go to food banks in Germany that's near your barracks.
I assume that means for like families that are on base and things like that.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure the soldiers themselves can go to the mess hall or whatever, right? I would think.
Yes.
Yeah, this is true. By the way, I just Googled this and pulled it up. It says, the headline says, U.S. Army removes guidance directing soldiers to food banks during the government shutdown after Euronews reported it. So after it went public, they pulled the guidance.
Yeah.
The food banks were probably like, hey, what are you guys doing here?
Of all the things that can get lost, you know, obviously feeding people never should be that, but especially for people that have chosen to serve in the armed forces. They should want for nothing ever. Period, the end. Nothing ever. Everything they need should be taken care of without question, no hesitation, period.
Then on the good side, I think this is in California, Carl's Jr., which is basically Hardee's, is offering people on food assistance $1 meals. They're basically kids' meals, like a kid's burger, fries, and a soda, but it's only a dollar. I think you just have to show like your EBT card or something.
Mm-hmm.
That's really nice, isn't it?
Yep, yeah, very cool.
Very cool.
How's it that like some places are doing that stuff and then like we have the other dynamic where like, well, here you go, Captain, you and your family can go to a food bank while you're stationed in another country serving your nation.
Yeah.
How disgusting is that?
Yeah. Totally agree. All right, let's take a quick break, right back. Happy Friday, DGS and KMOX. This isn't gonna be easy.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Guys, DGS and Camel X. So, Wheels, I want to ask you to do something for me. You don't have to.
Okay.
But last night when I was driving home listening to Rush Hour, you had a great rant about the Blues. And knowing you like I do, I could see your face, and I could see that it was purple. And I know a lot of people heard it on Rush Hour, but probably most DGS who listened at 121 did not. I'd love for you to kind of recap that if you can. And I'll start out by saying this. I am admittedly, I am a Blues fan, but I'm not a, you know, you got Blues people. You got hockey people.
Yeah, yeah.
My son is a hockey guy.
Yeah.
He listens to half a dozen hockey podcasts, loves the Blues, loves hockey. I'm more of a casual fan. But I do know a D-move when I see it, being kind of a D-move guy.
Yeah.
And what Binnington did with the puck, I don't think he's a monster.
No.
I don't think he's the worst guy in the world. He probably did something out of embarrassment or whatever his motivation was. But it was so misinformed, it was so tone deaf, and sort of, it's embarrassing to me. Like, how dare you do that to a guy who's reaching this incredible milestone in NHL history? There shouldn't have been one footnote on that. It should have been 900 goals, how amazing, that's it, highest score of all time. It shouldn't have been, and also...
Yeah, yeah. So there were two parts to the rant, that was one. Right. Some of it was also about the having to hear from the coach and from the captain of the team that guys aren't competing hard enough. Sorry, but that's not excusable under any circumstance at the professional level when your own teammate and your coach keep saying we're not playing hard enough. If you can't play hard, go find something else to do. It makes no sense to me. And it's four straight years that this core group of top players has done this kind of thing at the beginning of the year, and they're putting themselves behind the eight ball where they don't have any room for error if you're going to make the playoffs. At some point now, you're going to have to go on some monumental run, or you're going to have to play like 600 hockey for 3 or 4 months. And I'm tired of hearing it. I'm tired of hearing a coach say, we don't compete hard enough. We don't get to the front of the net. Why not? Why not? Do you not care? Do you not understand what it takes to do this? And of course, that's on Doug Armstrong because he signed all these guys to long-term deals with no trade clauses. So you can't change the guys that are the problem. The problem aren't the fringe guys. The problem are the star players, the best players, allegedly the star players. So you got that part of it. And then you got the Binnington thing. So, I'm sorry, Blues fans, don't come at me and try to defend Jordan Binnington. Oh, that's just Binnington being Binnington. That's just him being a D. Like, you don't insert yourself into history by being a petty little jerk. I understand that part of his game is getting under the skin of the opponent. I'm fine with that 99% of the time. This is a case where you've got to stay away from that. First of all, you don't get to be the little prankster when you play like crap. Because Binnington has sucked this year. He's been awful. Everything measures that. Regular old school numbers, goals against, the advanced metrics based on expectations all show that he's been one of the worst goalies in the league. You don't get to be the cute pranky guy when you're playing like garbage. You don't get to do it when your team's playing like garbage. And you don't get to do it and disrupt a historic moment and make yourself part of the story. So put yourself as a Blues fan in this and say, let's say it was Brett Hull breaking a goal, some goals record. Let's say he scored 900 goals and he did it in a Blues uniform and it happened and the other team's goalie did the same thing. You wouldn't be as forgiving. Don't just give me it's Binner being Binner. That's not okay. Sometimes you have to know time and place when you can't be that guy. And you can't be that guy when you suck, when your team's struggling, and when you are not a part of the story. If it's about, you know, some guy giving you trouble in front of the net and you're going to give, you know, throw the water bottle at him or you're going to pop him in the back of the head, fine. I don't care. Be that guy. But don't be a part of Alex Ovechkin's 900 goal story. That was the top. Matt Pauly pointed this out last night. We were talking about it. That was the top story on ESPN.com the night of Alex Ovechkin getting his 900th goal. And I don't care if he was a pranking him. I don't think he was trying to keep the puck. That's irrelevant. Don't be a jerk. And it's not an excuse to just say, well, that's just how he is. Well, then he's a jerk. And stop doing that. Have some, you're a grown ass man. He's 30 years old. Have some sense about you. History just happened. I get that you're pissed about it. Don't let in the goal. Don't turn over the puck to Alex Ovechkin, which is exactly what he did. And then don't be a smartass about it the next day. So he does that the night of the game. And then the night of the game, because he got pulled for getting ripped, because he gave up four goals on 15 shots and got pulled from the game. And then he pulled the 900 goal, you know, hidden puck in the pants thing. And then he was unavailable to talk after the game. So you're a coward after the game because you don't want to face the Washington media that's going to give you a hard time. And you come back the next day and you're a smartass about it. How about just apologize? How about just say, you know what? I screwed that up. I shouldn't have done that. That should have been nothing but Ovechkin's moment. I'm sorry. That's how you come out with that. But then he's like, I promise I was going to return the puck. We don't care. We know. It's not about that. But the whole, and the problem that to me ties it all together is this is a team that has severe mental issues. If you can't compete and you've got star players who don't understand how to go after a puck in the corner, don't understand how to go to the front of the net, you've got a star goalie who doesn't understand time and place and how to behave himself like a professional. You wonder why they're off to a terrible start. You wonder why they've gotten three coaches fired. I mean, you got the guy fired who won the Stanley Cup in St. Louis. That's what this group of core players did. And then they got Bannister fired last year. And they're not going to get this coach fired because he's on a five-year contract. But I'm sorry, you add it all together, somebody over there has got to clean it up. Ideally, it would be someone like Armstrong or maybe some of the Hall of Famers that are in the building over there, maybe paying a visit downstairs and telling them to pull their heads out of their asses. But it's ridiculous. They will play better. They're better than their record. But this nonsense is not acceptable. Nobody should be making excuses for anybody.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
She'll make you feel. Here she comes again.
When she's dancing beneath the starry sky. I kind of like the way she dips.
Welcome back, guys. DTS 134. Last night I was TikToking and I saw a couple videos from this guy, this random guy, not from St. Louis, who's traveling through. And, you know, he's a TikTok guy, so he's doing his thing. And he's just, St. Louis sucks so bad. It's the worst city I've ever been to. And it's a ghost town. There's nothing but homeless people and drug addicts and blah, 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 blah. And I was very emotional. I was really mad. Like, I wanted to, like, kick his ass or something, you know, just like, how dare you? And like I'm just looking out the window and there are three kind of zombified people, like I could hit them with a baseball and just trash everywhere. And
okay, but here's where the problem lies to me. It's not like you go to other cities and they don't have unhoused people and they don't have trash.
Right.
So I don't know why St. Louis has this reputation like we're the only ones who ever have to deal with it. Like, no, it's going to be like that in any major city. But for some reason, it just gets dumped on us.
Yeah.
And then the problem becomes worse because everyone listens to that and then they don't want to come downtown. So there's really no quote unquote like regular normal people hanging out down here. And it just snowballs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's 100% true, Rach. Every big city has that dynamic. Every one of them. But those have more actual draws that get people to come down. And I think that's our biggest problem is we don't have enough in downtown St. Louis that's a draw. That is here's a reason to come down. I mean, you have things. Let's be clear. And I'm talking downtown, not just city limits, right? So I'm not talking about Forest Park or the zoo or whatever. That's not downtown. Downtown, you basically have a couple of sports venues and you have a couple of theaters and that's it.
Well, also, and you guys will get this, I don't think that it's the number of homeless. There aren't that many homeless.
No.
And I don't think it's the frequency of crime. I've been down here since 1990, and I've never known a single person who like got stuck up or something.
Right.
I think it's the lack of non-homeless people. That's what it is. Like, it's because it's creepy downtown,
right. Yeah,
especially
right.
At night, because there's just no one down here.
Outside of a sporting event.
Right.
Or a show at Stiefel or a show at the Fox. But even that doesn't really count as downtown, right? The Fox Theater, that's not downtown.
No, it's I don't consider it.
Yeah, that's more midtown. That's not the same thing. So you just don't have, you're right, you don't have enough traffic.
And I don't think anyone would go to Soulard or the West End and go, oh, St. Louis sucks. This is the worst place I've ever been.
Right.
No.
That's right. It's definitely not. It is a downtown thing, and I think that you guys both nailed it. It's the lack of regular, just like working people. Because how many office buildings are empty or half empty?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, if we didn't have the SLU Law School right across the street, how much traffic would there even be in our little couple of block area?
Excellent point.
I mean, that's probably the bulk of the people that I see that are not working in our building.
Do you get a lot of St. Louis stuff on TikTok?
It goes in spurts.
Yeah, I don't get much.
It's like once I watch something, they're like, oh, this guy's from St. Louis. Then I start getting a bunch of stuff.
Yeah. I've had a ton of stuff lately.
Yeah, I get a little bit here and there, but not much.
I don't find it that interesting. Like, I'm here. Like, every now and then I'll be like, oh, I should go to this place this person's talking about. But for the most part, that's not why I'm watching TikTok.
Understand. Yeah, and I do think part of the problem is... You know, again, speaking of downtown, not just the city, what would you come downtown to do if you're not going to a Cards game or a Blues game or going to Stiefel? I mean, like, I'm speaking specifically about what we would call downtown, not just city limits, because there's a lot in the city limits that people do go to.
Yeah.
What is it? Because you're not coming to work down here. That's the point, right? If you had... How many? 10,000, 20,000 more people that worked in the downtown area? It's a different feel. It's a different look. It's different vibe.
What do people go anywhere for? I would think restaurants and clubs and things like that. And I'm sure we have them.
I mean, Ballpark Village is great.
George Mayhew was on. He'll be on today at 4. He was on last week at 4, and he talked about restaurant week downtown.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to be a jerk, but I'm like... Who's going to be in that? And he said there were 25 restaurants. Could you name 25 restaurants?
I probably could, but I'm a nerd about that. But yeah, like most people are not going
to
be.
I mean,
able.
We can think of the ones that are around us, you know, because those are the ones we tend to go to.
Yeah, but would any of those lure you from Darden Prairie?
No, and I think that's part of the problem that a lot of downtowns have. If you don't have big draws, I have restaurants near where I live. That are just as good. You know, I mean, I think that, and that's true in every major metropolitan area too. That's true in Chicago. There are great restaurants that are 45 minutes, an hour outside of the city. You don't have to go to the downtown Chicago to eat at a good restaurant, but they have other things to draw you there, and they have people because people live in a lot of the hot districts, right? They live in the Loop. They live on the north side by Wrigley Field. You know, and again, I know that's not downtown. In Chicago, it'd be more the Loop is kind of the hot area in the downtown, or at least a populated area. But outside of that, and by the way, a lot of people work in downtown too, which is why they go there. You're going there every day to go to work, and that's a big difference for what we have here.
I think that's correct. I think that's the number one issue is people are not working down here anymore. COVID was really the final nail in the coffin there. But the reason, for me, the reason to come downtown as opposed to like anywhere else in the city would be those vibes. Like there's there's people here. Yeah, I might not even have a particular bar in mind, but I'll go down there and I'll find something to do because there's just
a lively...
A buzz. Yeah. There's an energy. It's just a fun place to be. That's why it feels like such a bleak situation right now, because it's like, we really need people down here to create that vibe, but people don't want to come down unless the vibe already exists.
Yeah.
So like I said before, it just kind of becomes out of control. And I feel like we had our hands around it at one point and then it slipped through our hands. And now it's like, oh man, how are we going to get that back?
I don't hear much either. Like, I know it's become such almost a cliche now to be a St. Louisan and talk about how many hundreds of millions of dollars we're sitting on. But, and knowing some of the people in city government, I'm sure there are plans, but I don't know them. Do you know them?
I mean, I know the thing that pops into my head is this recently announced redevelopment of Tucker Boulevard. Okay, if I live in O'Fallon, Illinois, am I going to go like, I got to go get over to St. Louis and go to...
Right, because they widened the street.
Right, but for the people who do work down here or whatever, if it makes it easier on us, then yeah, like we're more likely to spend more time if it is more pedestrian friendly, if you don't feel like you're going to get hit by a car as you're just trying to cross the street. So I think it's going to take a bunch of little things like that and new pocket parks. You know, Wheels was, or one of you guys was asking, well, what would you do down here? The first thing I thought of is I have driven downtown before specifically to hang out at City Garden. City Garden is amazing. There's great artwork. It's very calm. Used to have a coffee shop there. Wish we would get something like that going again. But it's going to take a bunch of pieces to put the puzzle together. I don't think there's just one thing that we're not thinking of that we haven't done. It's going to take a bunch of stuff. And I feel like there are plenty of things that are being worked on. Like the, what's it called, Wheels? They're making like a crime. They're deploying police when it comes to like
they're talking about I don't know exactly what the status is. I don't know if it got done or if it's going to get done, but I know the Cardinals have been heavily pushing for like an entertainment district with its like with a
from Union Station all the way down
Its like all the way up to Enterprise Center and all that, and maybe all the way down to like the Arch. Basically that long stretch would have its own kind of protection district of some kind where it would be more highly policed, and that'd be great. That would be great, but you still do need more things.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you got baseball, and that's 81 games a year. If you get to the playoffs, then it's another month, you know, another 2 or 3 weeks. But it's not every day, and it's not year-round. And you got the Blues, but that's still only 41 times. So, and some of those are crossovers. And you got City, again, but it's not that many games. It's not like City plays every day. So when you think about the things that would be those draws, it's got to be that and some, and that's what the other cities have. The other cities have all those things. They have sporting events. They have teams.
Well, you wonder, too, and I don't know because I'm not a city planner, but you wonder, too, whether a downtown of a major market city can survive just on visitors without without people working here. Because like Rach said, when you go walking around...
Yeah.
There's just no one, and you can tell the buildings are empty or near empty.
Yeah.
So
like using a place like New York or Chicago is probably not even a fair thing, right? Because they probably have three or four areas in each of those, but New York maybe more, that are the equivalent of our downtown, right? I mean, there's so many more places, but that's because there are so many people there. But think about how we would compare to the cities that are roughly the same size. I think about Nashville as an example. I know they have a hook. We've talked about that. What's your hook? They have the country music scene. That's a big thing that we don't have. But they have a lively, what Rachel was talking about, they have a really lively atmosphere. You go downtown, you get down there, or you get to Beale Street in Memphis, and there's stuff going on, and there are reasons to go there, even if you live 40 minutes, 45 minutes outside the city limit. And those cities also have professional sporting events, whether it's AAA baseball, NHL hockey, NBA, whatever. They have all these things. So
my worry,
how do you match that?
My worry isn't so much for downtown St. Louis. Like I've said, I've been down here since 1990. But my worry is sort of a more Steve Ellman kind of worry that as downtown goes, so goes the region.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm talking about. Like, it's not like I don't give a rat's ass about downtown or businesses downtown or, you know, buildings downtown. I do, but I give much more of a care about the whole region.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been saying for a while now, and I'm not like a legislator or a lawyer or anything like that. I don't know how to implement this, but smarter people would know how to do this. But why doesn't the city offer incentives for businesses to work downtown? Why can't we offer, slash the rent? You've got all these vacant, you've got buildings no one's using, and you're getting $0 for it. Charge half the price you're asking for for the first year. And then if they want to stay, then they pay the regular price. You know what I'm saying? Like, it feels like there's economic incentives we could give to draw businesses down here.
And what are you losing?
Right.
Yeah, and as I said, our buddy Dave Hines pointed out, the city earnings tax doesn't do any favors. Man, there's so many cities across the country that have that. I mean, Philadelphia, New York, Washington, D.C., Kansas City has the same thing. I don't think that's the deterrent, because I don't know how many, but I can think of, just off the top of my head, at least 10 or 12 big cities that have the same thing.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 150. Sue Thomas will be here at the top of the hour for Sue at 2. Bernie Miklas joins us at 2:30. Alvin Reed will be here at 3. George Mahey is in at 4 p.m. So pretty packed show.
Did you guys know that we have trouble telling male from female dinosaurs from each other? I didn't know that.
Like you and me or the paleontologist?
No, the experts. Yeah. No, the experts.
No, I didn't know that.
And now they think they have a way to figure it out. I'm not making this up. I'm not trying to be funny. It's because dinosaurs were so big and heavy that females, they believe, suffered spinal fractures while mating. And so as they look at dinosaurs, if it has a fractured vertebrae, they're like, oh, that was a female.
Jeez.
Right?
Man.
That's brutal.
So they don't see as much. They don't see much of a size difference overall. Like lions, you know, the male lions are bigger. Humans, men tend to be average bigger. They don't have that. Or maybe it's just they're all so big that's hard to differentiate.
Mm-hmm.
I did not know that.
The employees at Disney parks aren't allowed to point with one finger because it is seen as a negative gesture by people from other countries. Mm. So they always point with two fingers.
Like on the same hand or two hands?
I don't know.
Probably two hands because like...
Because this could be...
Just, yeah, that's just weird.
But you have one big fat finger. Oh, man.
What if you did it like horns? Like go this way.
The latest health hack making the rounds on TikTok is the 3x3x12 p.m. The idea is to hit three goals before noon. Walk 3,000 steps, drink 1/3 of your daily water goal, and eat 30 grams of protein.
By noon? That's a lot of protein.
I mean, well, it's, yeah, that's, you can do that.
If you don't eat breakfast, though.
Yeah, you got to eat breakfast. Yeah, the little protein shake that I have is 180 calories. That's 30 grams right there. Boom, you're set.
Is it just that I'm not healthy or I'm not a go-getter that I find that so effing annoying?
It falls into the morning people are annoying thing. Not that you're a morning people, but that you act like that's the right way to be.
Yeah.
Like you got to get it done in the morning. No, I don't. I can do that at 2 p.m. Thank you.
You know what bugs me? Have you ever seen these water bottles where it's like, this is the amount of water you're supposed to drink in a day. But then there's lines on the bottle that's like, keep going. Almost there. By 8 a.m. you should have drank this much water. There's something about it that it really, really annoys me. I'm like, just drink the dang water. It doesn't matter if you drink it by 8 a.m. or 9 a.m. as long as you're drinking the water. So I understand where you're coming from because it's the unnecessary scheduling that it's like, this is the way to do it. No, it's not. Stop.
Yeah.
Stop.
I mean, it is sometimes hard to play catch up. So if you don't start doing things when you wake up, if you don't start by having breakfast or whatever, well, then you're going to be playing catch up all day. That is harder, but don't make it out like this is the way to go. It's like there are plenty of ways to go.
Yeah, it's not exactly virtue signaling, but it's just, again, I think it's just a douche move.
Yeah, I understand.
I'm trying to think if I do anything like that.
I mean, we all probably do.
I don't, that's not really your vibe as far as like
let's
okay.
go get them.
Right. And you don't, I don't look at you as someone who really is positioning yourself as some sort of expert and like telling people the way it needs to be. Like, I just, nah.
Also, calling it a hack is like, it's not really a hack. I think it's an idea. Hey, here's something you could try. It's not a hack. A hack is like a shortcut or a way around something. That's not a hack. Mm-hmm. You're just telling me a one way to do a thing.
So the GLP-1 shots, the Zepbounds and the Mounjaros and such,
yeah,
they have an effect on your pleasure center. So people are drinking less. They are pursuing all kinds of pleasure, whether perfectly fine or maybe sketchy. But it's just, it somehow satiates your pleasure center so that you not only don't want to overeat, you don't want to drink, and you don't want to do a lot of fun things.
How interesting.
Yeah, isn't that interesting? So it's having that big effect on people in lots of different ways.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just, with all of that, it's like, there's got to be a downside that we don't know about yet, right? It feels very unlikely that
we're all going to grow donkey ears.
Yeah, it's just this miracle drug that makes you skinny, and I'm not an alcoholic anymore. Like, okay, well, what's the catch?
So, well, I will say, even if there is a catch, though, we do know what the downside is when we're too heavy.
True.
That's true.
And we know how many things that impact. So, I mean, if there's maybe some other things we're going to find out, are those things better or worse?
Yeah.
Then I don't like that idea, though. I don't like that idea of, like, I'm just not going to have as much fun anymore. Like, I don't know. I'd almost rather be fat and fun.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.